For my family, you know, I'm really happy. I'm very happy myself to be able to accept the offer from Councillor Hart, or we should say Senator Hart now, of his seat. I hope I'll be able to do as good a job as what he and his people before him has done for their people they represent. And I will do my best to work with all the local community in the Milford Letterkenny electoral area, and also here in Lifford to represent them in Donegal County Council.
And you got a very warm welcome from all parties today here.
Yes, I'm sure. I know a lot of people in that chamber have been around a few elections at this stage of the game. A lot of them are personal friends of mine. Sometimes it's hard for them because I'm not with the party that I was with anymore. But I think they all understand it. They've been in politics for quite a while. And I look forward to getting on with the business of the council.
And Senator Jimmy Hart, you'd be happy now with the strength of the Labour team on Donegal County Council.
Yeah, firstly, I'd like to congratulate Michael on his co-option onto Donegal County Council. And I have no doubt that Michael has the ability to deliver for the people of the area. He represents the Letterkenny electoral area. And his track record in that area and the community level has been proven, and his performance in the election shows that he's a person that the community can trust. And I'm looking forward to working with Michael and with my other Labour councillors in Donegal County Council to make representations on behalf of constituents in this area at government level. And with Michael, with Frank McBurdy and Martin Farn, we'll be working hard as a team. And obviously, it's changed times for Labour. They are a party in government, they are a party for the future, and they are a party that want to look after people.
And your party leader has said how important it is to increase the representation for Labour in Donegal, which was low for some amount of time. Obviously, Councillor McBride's co-opted on, but you've got 3 years for the councillors and yourself in the Senate to try and increase that voter base further.
That's it, yeah. I mean, politics is all about getting people elected, and the next local elections is our next big hurdle, and we'll be making preparations for that from today on, and after that then it's into the next general election whenever that happens. But the local elections are our first focus, and we have a strong team now in the council, and I intend to give them all the support to help the area develop. And the people that I've been working with in Donegal County Council are good councillors, and will be good candidates in the next election, and we intend to increase our representation at local level come the next local elections.